Education needs to respond to the changing times, especially with the onset of technologies like artificial intelligence. In this B-side episode, Peachy Packing, managing director at Hyper Island Singapore, speaks with Business World reporter Ashley Erica O. Jose about traditional educational settings, transformative education, and learning how to learn.
Can you talk more about the programs you are offering here in the Philippines and how it can transform the learning system here in the country?
Okay. First of all, we're in the business of adult education. So the way we facilitate learning at Hyper Island is not, I say, facilitate learning, because we don't consider ourselves teachers. We are very respectful of the experiences and knowledge that adults have amassed across their lifetime. And we are working with that and providing provocations and stimulation to develop their critical thinking. Not just critical thinking, but also a key deliverable of our education is systems thinking. You must be able to think of a problem or a challenge in a larger context. Oftentimes, we focus on the problem and just zero in and have this what we call reductive way of analyzing and solving the problem. When actually most complex problems, as the world's problems today, are best addressed through adaptive learning and with a systems view. What do I mean by that? A reductive view of the world is reducing a problem to its smallest part. Like for instance, let's say the traffic in Metro Manila. There are just too many cars on the street. So let's reduce the number of cars on the street. Let's do an odd even scheme. That's how we will reduce traffic in Metro Manila. And we all know that in spite of the odd even scheme, we still suffer the loss of productivity. So it's not exactly a systemic solution to something very real as the traffic problem in Metro Manila. It's a reductive view. And oftentimes, a reductive view of a problem doesn't necessarily, it may be expedient, but not necessarily the most elegant way to solve a problem. So underpinning all of these methods and these facilitation techniques is really trying to deliver on what we call meta-learning, is learning how to learn. And that's important to us at Hyper Island because we recognize as a world truth is that content has a very, very short shelf life. I used to teach in universities. And I know now looking back after a few years that a large chunk of what we taught in universities are no longer as valuable as we thought they would be during this present. An example, if we spend so much money educating our children in multimedia, teaching them how to create websites and code. And I'm not against these hard skills, by the way. But how does that play in a world where AI can create all of these things? Have we prepared them sufficiently for a time when the tools and frameworks that we taught them in the past no longer deliver the value that they used to deliver? So how have we prepared them? So that's why meta-learning is incredibly important to us, because meta-learning is transcendent. It means it's not just relevant today, but it will equip you with the skills and mindsets and lenses that make you see the world as it evolves and be able to contribute value regardless of how it evolves. So I guess I've answered your second question tangentially, because the way we see education is we don't see education as filling buckets, meaning content. We see education as lighting fires. So we get people to ignite the desire to learn so that if they come across an emerging industry, like say, what if we move into transhumanism? Then you should be able to say, I don't know that subject, but I can learn it. And that's what we impart to our learners, so they may tackle anything that comes their way in the future.
But how about, Ms. Peachy, about the adaptability here in the Philippines? Do you think the country is ready in shifting from traditional way of learning to this transformative way of learning? Do you see any problems here?
Okay, fair question. Are we ready to sort of adapt transformative learning in the Philippines? I think it will take time. It will take time because it's not that easy to switch. As I said earlier, it's a systems challenge. There are many moving parts in education. It's not just a matter of changing the curriculum. Even the curriculum, changing the curriculum will already take a long time, given the processes that are in place. And then there's the training of teachers. The pushback is, we're changing education, but we are not being trained quickly enough to be able to apply the new educational mandate. So can we have transformational learning in the Philippines? I believe so. I strongly believe so. And that's the reason why I felt, as part of Hyper Island's 3-year growth, we said we have to go beyond the shores of Singapore. And one market I am personally invested in is the Philippines. And I said we have to bring transformative learning to the Philippines.
Thank you for that, Ms. Peachy. I love that you mentioned the systematic hindrances. Can you identify what are the problems that you see that needs to be addressed? And what more do you want from our government, maybe from our legislators, to help address these problems?
All right. So what do I think is needed? First of all, I think we need conversation, and conversation that involves all the stakeholders. And when I mean stakeholders, we bring in parents, we bring in students, we bring in industry, we bring in the educators, we bring in policy, we bring in someone from economics, and it has to be multidisciplinary. Each one presenting their view of how do we reform education in the Philippines. And I do believe that there is a lot of progress happening. I have friends in Philippine education, and there is a lot of progress. Of course, we have to do this quickly because time is of the essence. And what do I think the government should be doing in the future? I think the government is well positioned to host this conversation. And I know they're doing that already. I know that the vice president's very high on the vice president's agenda is learning loss. And I'm so happy that's something she is responding to. Because during COVID, I was trying to figure out what the impacts of COVID were on education. And as early as maybe 2020, when it started, I already understood that there would be a lost generation, meaning a generation that will lose so much time and so many opportunities to evolve and to learn. So I know that's high on the agenda. Now learning loss and transformative, there's just so many of these things floating in the air. So what is it? What's the thesis we are trying to create? So I think we have to have one challenge. What is the challenge? There's the challenge of learning loss. There's a challenge of equipment, of teacher upskilling. There's so many challenges, but what's the uniting challenge? And then we can break it down and then start to address it one by one. And that's perhaps the way I think about addressing a systemic challenge, or what we might also call an adaptive challenge.
It was mentioned that Hyper Island is introducing Own the Unknown program here in the Philippines. Can you tell us how can this program help individuals grow in and stay competitive in an increasingly digitized world?
How do we prepare people for a future that is uncertain? And how do we do that? I believe what we bring to the learning spaces is, first of all, the thing I mentioned earlier, which is meta-learning. We're very focused on meta-learning. Learning how to learn. Content, or for instance, what do I mean by content? Cybersecurity, for instance. Cybersecurity is content. It's the subject matter, right? Yes, we will talk about cybersecurity. It is the vehicle by which we actually deliver meta-learning. Because take a look at cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is ever evolving as a subject matter. Just because you know how to protect yourself now, it does not guarantee you can protect yourself in the future. Because things change, and things change quickly. I have a chart that shows the technological development outpaces human development. And that's a fact. Technology will evolve faster than human beings. So how can education mitigate that disparity between technological development and human development or human understanding? So that's a very, very big task. And we feel a key ingredient is get people to learn how to learn. So even if things change, they can still deconstruct it and reconstruct it and create insights from it and synthesize and think critically. So I will juxtapose this to how we traditionally learn. And absolutely no criticism, but just an observation. is that the metric for learning, the when I was growing up, and I'll speak from the I and use my own experience, was coverage. I have to learn this textbook from page 1 to page 350. That's how, and if you have done so and you have passed the quizzes, then you have learned. That is our definition, our traditional definition of learning. Well, we realize that coverage is not necessarily the best KPI for learning. What we realize is reflection is important, is you taking knowledge and saying, how this is relevant to me? How can I use this in my life? Why am I uncomfortable with this subject matter? What is it in my makeup that's making me push against this content? Because you will experience these things. And in moving in an age where AI will be doing all the telling, all the researching, what's left of being human that is valuable if you do not know how to think critically, right? And we know that we're there. That's no longer science fiction. So have we prepared ourselves to really tap into what is great about being human? It's creativity, it's critical thought, it's being able to empathize. Have we tapped into those things well enough to be able to use them in an age where AI appends you, you know? So I see AI as a tool that will be used for our benefit. Now, that's such an idealistic statement. That's the ideal, a tool that will be used for human benefit. Now, how the tool evolves. Now, there are also times when we've discovered that these tools can be double-edged and they're incredibly sharp and can cut us. So how are we mitigating the use of the tool, the possible accidents we can have by using the tool? Are we educating ourselves enough? Will it help education? Yes, by leaps and bounds. I think the conversations right now about AI, cheating, they're very, very shallow right now. I think we're just scratching the surface of the enormous, enormous contribution AI can give education. But in the same breath, we have to talk about what are the mitigations we have to put in so that it doesn't, this tool doesn't cut us. So it's useful. So the answer, yes, I am not against AI, but I will couch that statement with, but we should also be equally responsible for anticipating how it can backfire, how it can hurt, how it will hurt privacy, how it will hurt it being able to manipulate outcomes, it being able to manipulate the truth. So let's have a balanced view of AI. Let's not be scared of it. Let's not be upset that it's encroaching on what we're doing right now. That's the natural trajectory of the relationship between humans and technology. That's so natural. But we have seen how there are several unintended consequences, and how are we mitigating those?
Meta-learning, or learning how to learn, is crucial because it equips learners with the skills and mindset needed to contribute value in an ever-evolving world. We hope you enjoyed this episode of B-Side. Subscribe now and enjoy a new episode every week.